my talk. Here we go. He said he living life as a gringo. Where you question where you fit in every time you mingle. They say you do this with not enough that. My rapping is really bad. This life as a gringo.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Life as a Gringo. I am Dramos, of course. Man, on today's show, we might be pissing some people off from my past, but I always want to speak my truth. I always think it's incredibly important to be honest. So we're going to get into it. And today's topic that we're talking about is this this idea of outgrowing people. And that could be friends, family, romantic partners, whatever the case may be. But people that you have maybe felt the need to leave behind, or that you, man, are struggling with leaving behind. You know, we all have those people in our lives who are toxic in many different ways, be it their lifestyle, be it the way they make us feel. And man, even when you're on this road of like your career and what it is that you're trying to get out of this life, oftentimes the people that we grew up with, even those closest to us, just don't align with that idea, especially if you are somebody like myself who is highly driven, highly motivated, and wants something outside of the norm. It becomes incredibly hard to find others that share that same kind of sentiment. And it's especially hard to kind of convince the people that you grew up with or that are closest to you, that have known you before you even had this dream, you know, that this is a real thing. And oftentimes it means that you have to leave some people behind, no matter how close to you they may have been. And some other people might be like drastic. Like some people might just have some really shitty people in their lives that are mentally, you know, draining for them, and they need to get the hell away from them. So obviously that goes in many different directions, and we'll touch on a couple different things, be it from my own personal experience with this, which I feel like I've gone through so many different, man, things over the years with people that were my friends, people that I thought were friends, whatever the case may be, a lot of which just kind of, you know, where I sort of valued my time and the type of person I wanted to be, but also understanding the level of sacrifice that it would take to achieve the things that I wanted. And we'll get into all of that. Of course, we'll also do our Ask a Gringo, where I put the question onto y'all. So I got a lot of really good responses on that one. So we'll definitely dive into all of that. And then I'll read a couple of my favorite quotes for the Mi Gente segment, one of which I've kind of has stuck with me for a very long time, and one that I actually randomly, in a very serendipitous way, came across as I was prepping for this episode. So we'll do that in the Mi Gente segment. Before we get to all that, though, let's do a bit of a deep dive, and we'll do it in the form of kind of diving into my own personal experience and attachment to this particular story. And that'll happen in a segment that we call For the People in the Back.
Say it louder for the people in the back. Back. Say it louder for the people in the back.
All right, so normally here, I'd probably have some sort of like statistics for you, some sort of deep reading that I got into. But I'll be real with y'all. If there's like one subject that I would consider myself to be a bit of an expert on, it has to be this one, because, I mean, listen, it's not something to be proud of. There are definitely better ways that I could have gone about my journey. But I've always, generally speaking, been unafraid to leave people behind if it meant that they were holding me back or standing in the way or slowing me down from getting the things that I wanted out of this life. And I'll be real with y'all, it's definitely cost me a lot of friendships. It hasn't always been easy. And especially as I kind of sit here in a bit more of a comfortable position in my life, and not in that position of trying to, like, you know, grab at anything I possibly could to try and, you know, get myself into a better position. I definitely do sit here and kind of think back, like, man, I kind of have walked away from a lot of friendships, and some of them I'm incredibly grateful that I did because it was toxic situations. But others I definitely have a sense of nostalgia for, I'm not going to lie. And I want to make it clear that outgrowing doesn't always mean bad. Like, it doesn't always mean like the person that you're outgrowing, that you're talking about, is like a detriment to your life. Sometimes it just means that you want different, and maybe somewhere down the line, you know, you guys might connect again. But I mean, even in my own personal experience there, like, you know, I think when I kind of talk about Even some of my oldest friends, you know, in like the friends that I went to high school with, I'm still cool with a lot of them. You know, we don't see each other like we used to, you know, but I just think that we took different paths in life, you know, and I think that for me, I kind of came to realize that I had to start surrounding myself with like-minded people, you know what I mean? And not even from a, like, trying to get in with people to, like, use them type of situation, not even like that. Like, I don't want to make it seem like I think it's okay to kind of, like, use people or build these false kind of friendships or relationships predicated on, like, transactions. But more so in the sense of, you know, when I was having my low moments, I need to have people around me who could relate to it. You know what I mean? Like, I need to have people around me who understood the vision, you know, and not everybody is going to understand your vision, you know, especially if you're talking about trying to get into a bit of a creative field. But I think that this is pretty universal for a lot of people. You know, if you are doing anything that is outside the norm of the, you know, people you grew up with, it's always going to feel like you're kind of like, you know, going against the grain a little bit, or people are going to make you feel like you're going against the grain. And it can be mentally taxing to have people around that just don't understand what it is you're trying to do. And they have a very kind of like, you know, square mentality when it comes to what's possible or what's not possible, you know, especially if you have a lot of friends who are of like the, you know, mindset who it's like, okay, graduated high school, went to college, got the 9-to-5 job, got married in my late 20s, have my first kid, buy the house. That kind of thing. It's like, yo, they're on a very different path, and it's incredibly difficult to relate to one another, you know. So for me, I'd say definitely, you know, when it comes to some of my really oldest friends, you know, while I still have so much love for them, it was necessary for me to kind of get away from like the small town mentality that existed, you know, where we grew up. And also, I mean, listen, I'm also not gonna pretend it's all like peaches and cream with that stuff. I think also it's tough for like some of the people that you've been around the longest to accept like the dynamic shift that oftentimes will happen. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, for me, I was like the runt of my group of friends. And I've talked about this on one of my YouTube vlogs, but, you know, kind of quickly. But I was like the runt of the group of my friends. You know what I mean? Like they were, a lot of my friends were into sports and, you know, like they were the ones that I relied on to go to parties and find out about parties, you know. I started school early, so a lot of my friends were at least a year older than me, which doesn't seem like much now, but when you're talking about the difference between being 16 and 17, you know, getting your license, or 17 and 18, being able to do some other things, it was a big deal back then, you know. So I was always kind of like, at least I felt like the tag along kind of friend, you know what I mean? And as things began to progress for me in my career, and I began to get more access from DJing and all these different things, like, there was definitely a dynamic shift, you know, happening. And I definitely, you know, felt a little bit of weirdness from some of my friends that I grew up with. And not that I would say people weren't happy for me. You know what I mean? You're talking about people that I grew up with that knew me from a really young age. So I wouldn't say that. But I think there definitely was like a bit of an adjustment period. You know what I mean? To kind of me coming into my own, especially even now, like me finding my voice. And it maybe being a little bit different than the person they remember. And there's always going to be a bit of like kind of friction as you begin to kind of adjust to that. But I don't think you can't go home. But I've been realizing lately as I kind of, you know, now I've settled into my own place and moved out of kind of being central to New York, you know, and I'm a little bit closer to some of the people that I grew up with. You know, I've definitely had like this desire to reconnect with some of my old friends, you know, just because I kind of think I'm in a different place. I'm in a bit of more of a settled down place that is more similar to where they are. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean when you can outgrow people, but it doesn't always have to mean forever. Now, when it comes to the people that were shitty to you, yeah, that shit is probably going to be forever. I mean, I have, for me, you know, as I was coming up as a DJ, like I was a part of kind of like this crew of DJs. And when I was getting introduced to people from radio, they were getting introduced to people from radio. We were all kind of coming up together, you know, and through those connections and hard work is how I started getting some of my first opportunities that eventually have led me to where I am right now. But the thing with that group of friends, and not all of them, you know, some of them are really great, and you know, a few in particular are a big reason why I'm sitting here right now for sure. But there were some that, you know, rather than like seeing it as me winning was like a win for all of us, some of them were like hating on me, like hardcore, like people that I genuinely consider to be close friends, people that I travel with, all that kind of stuff, were talking shit behind my back. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, man, playing my first festival and getting flown out to Vegas to DJ this festival. And I posted the picture on Instagram. It was like just me in front of this fucking sea of people, like literally just living like my dream. Like, this was a dream come true. Anybody that knew me knew that this is what I wanted. And I remember running into one of those DJ friends at a wedding. And first question he asked me is, yo, so let me ask you about that picture. Was that real? Because it looked fake. It looked like you weren't even really DJing. And it's like, bro, like, that's how you want to approach it. You know what I mean? Like that's what is on your mind right now. What's like burning through your head right now that you haven't seen me in at this point years. And that's what you want to talk to me about. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'm glad that I took notice of that kind of behavior, you know, pretty early on as I was beginning to find some success and noticing that these people weren't actually being happy for me finding success. I began to distance myself from them, you know, or other people that were truly good friends. And we had, you know, some business engagements together, but just couldn't keep their shit together in their personal life, you know, and it became a lot of me kind of carrying them around, you know what I mean? And this might rub, you know, if said person listens to this, rub the wrong way. But the reality is I couldn't rely on them to give forth the same type of effort as me or be as disciplined as I was, you know, to this goal. You know what I mean? Like, it was somebody who was definitely, their mindset was above the average person or above maybe the people that I grew up with as far as like their ability to dream and want to work in a creative field. But, you know, they still hit a ceiling before I did. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. It was, you know, they were able to settle in and be happy with like having a lot of connections around the local bar and club scene. You know what I mean? And that kind of became okay to them, you know, where for me, it was like, I always wanted more. And that meant if I wanted more, I would have to kind of distance myself from this person because they were just getting caught up in loving the kind of free party that comes along with knowing a lot of people. And even at this point that I'm at right now in my life, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in a serious relationship, you know, I have steady work, you know, I'm blessed to have steady income. You know what I mean? I'm not kind of scratching and clawing, trying to piece together paychecks at this point. I'm very fortunate in that manner that I can be a little bit more particular. You know, I own a home, I have a fucking dog, you know what I mean? Like I'm just chilling. I want more of a relaxed lifestyle. And that's meant that I haven't been able to kind of, you know, hang out with some of the people that were super close to me over the last few years, you know, just because our lifestyles don't necessarily align. You know, like, I don't want to be in a club hanging out on a Friday or Saturday night. That's just not my lifestyle right now. You know what I mean? And for them, you know, they're single and they're still wanting to party and they're still wanting to do all these different things. So like, that just doesn't fit into what I want to do. You know what I mean? And for this group of friends, like, they've always been really good to me, really supportive of everything I'm doing. But even with that, it's also, you kind of have to learn how to keep certain relationships kind of, you know, at arm's length. You know what I mean? Like, not every relationship has to be like people that you are hanging out with all the time. Because as much as you have good intentions, like, if you have other people whose values or even just lifestyle doesn't align with what you want for yourself, but they're in your orbit, shit, the gravity from that is going to eventually pull you in. You know what I mean? Like, they'll guilt you into going out with them one night, you know what I mean? And like, just doing things that you don't necessarily want to do. And I think just overall, the reality is, like, what I began to notice was that, like, and my girl kind of put this in better words than I ever could, but she was basically saying, like, these people, they rent space, you know, in your head, in your life, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that time spent with them doing something you don't want to do could have been spent doing something else with somebody else that you want to do it with, you know what I mean? That's just, we have to kind of keep in mind. I think the one common thing we all have is the fact that we're going to die at some point. You know what I mean? Not to get dark, but like, time is the most valuable form of currency that any of us have, because it's the one thing we can't get back. You know, like, I can lose $100 and I can go make $100 back at some point, right? But I can't lose, you know, a week of my life. I can never get that week back. So a week of my life wasted doing something that doesn't serve me, doesn't fulfill me, really, it is just devastating to think of, right? For me to spend time doing things that don't actually make me genuinely happy, or spending time with people that don't align with kind of, you know, what I want out of life, that's really such a waste of like this precious time that we have here. on this earth, you know? And I think for me, I'm grateful that I recognized that at a very young age and that I found something that I loved in music that allowed me to kind of be really focused and really be disciplined in what I did and how I spent my time, you know? I can remember even, you know, before all this shit was a job, like, it might be a Friday or Saturday night, like, one of my friends would be like, yo, we're going to the bars, you want to come out? And I was like, nah, I'm going to stay home, I'm going to work on stuff. And, yo, I was working on, like, bullshit music, but I was honing my craft, and that's how you have to be. While you're chasing your dreams, you got to learn how to keep people at arm's length and really only make space for the truly important people and things that are in your life. And unfortunately, that means you will inevitably outgrow some people. And again, like I said, you know, it doesn't always have to mean forever. I mean, obviously the people who are assholes, yeah, fuck them. That's going to be forever. I'll remember all the shit that you talked. I have no interest in having you in my life. But those people who, you know, maybe were good friends to you, but just didn't align lifestyle wise at the time, doesn't mean that once you're more settled in that, you know, you can't kind of revisit some of those friendships. But the name of the game is progression. That's what life is all about. And we're not all going to progress and evolve at the same pace, at the same rate, and to the same levels. You know, we have to understand that and be okay with that and be okay with the fact that, you know, I might be evolving faster or to higher levels than this person that was once close to me. And in order to make space for other people that are going to be operating the same level as me, I may have to sort of leave this person behind from being such a kind of main focal point of my life. And that's okay. It doesn't make you a bad person to choose your own growth and your own happiness over somebody else. At the end of the day, this is our life. We only have one life to live, and you have to prioritize yourself and your family and those core things that are truly, truly important to you. And with that said, I want to get into the Mi Gente segment of the show. I just have a couple of amazing quotes that I think are really perfect for this one, especially from my guy Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. So we'll get into that to kind of give you a perspective of what I'm talking about. Before that, though, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, so if you follow me on anything at this point, you know how much I love and respect and admire and look up to Nipsey Hussle. Truly one of the most devastating things when I think about it is the fact this man is not here giving us some more words of just wisdom. But one quote that always stuck with me that he said, and it was perfect for this topic that we're talking about. He said, if you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage. And it's just so fucking true, man. Like, and what he's trying to say when he says this stuff is that when you have all these people around you that don't actually inspire you to be better, to want more for yourself, you are going to be trapped in that same exact version of yourself. There's no escaping it because you have nobody pushing you, whether it's directly or indirectly, to grow and to become better and more evolved, right? So you just end up kind of trapping yourself in that cage. It's kind of like, you know, when you have plants, right? And like, if you really want them to grow, you have to be changing the pots as they grow so that they can kind of stretch their roots out and become bigger and bigger. It's that same kind of concept. Like, I can't expect myself to grow living in that same exact pot for my entire life. Like, I'm only going to grow up to a certain point, you know, throughout the walls of that pot, whatever it allows me to do. And that's that. So that's exactly what he's talking about. That essentially just becomes a cage. It is something that is trapping you in to be in the same exact place that you are in right now and not allowing you to grow out of that. And actually, to Nip's point there with this idea of looking at the people in your circle, one thing that I will forever, always be grateful for when it comes to my time with the Breakfast Club was the fact that every single day, Monday through Friday, I got to be surrounded by three people who were incredibly successful, who are incredibly successful and are constantly, constantly pushing themselves to be even more successful and take over even more industries and do even more things. Like, that was so inspiring for me. You know what I mean? Like, it made me realize just like how limitless the possibilities were. And that, you know, I mean, I've always been conscious of the fact that you got to be aware of the people that are around you. But like, I think for me, that experience of being around those people every single day, priceless. Really, what really, really is priceless. And I'd be lying if I said that, like, even the sort of everything that the notoriety that comes along with having, you know, yourself attached to a brand like the Breakfast Club, like put all that to the side. But even just the mindset that I ended up kind of adapting and creating from just being around them, I would say is primarily the reason why I'm getting to do a lot of things I'm doing today. And again, that's just like, obviously the Breakfast Club brand being attached to your name opens a lot of doors, but I'm just talking about like the mindset that I've had to have to create some of the opportunities that I have, like, and to believe that they're possible and that they could be obtained. Like all that is from being around people who I saw making the impossible possible every single day. And that is an experience I will forever be grateful for. And that's just one that, man, money can't buy. And I am the luckiest dude on earth to have been able to spend 4 years sitting in that room just being inspired every single day. But enough with me mushing about the Breakfast Club. Young Pueblo, who's a really popular author, I actually came across one of his quotes while I was getting ready to record this, and it just randomly like fit. And the quote is, surround yourself with people who make it easier to be the best version of yourself. And I love this quote. I mean, because, you know, you're talking about wanting to be around people who bring out the best in you, right? Who allow you to be comfortable enough that you can express yourself in the most beautiful and authentic way possible, that you can really let your personality shine through, right? And also people who don't, you know, do things that steer you away from your ultimate goals and the things that you really love in this life and that you really want to make happen in this life. You know, I think the problem is we have a lot of friends in our lives, and it's easy to get caught up with like their peer pressure. You know what I mean? Like where, you know, we all that time in our life, we're like, oh man, like I drank way too much last night. You know, I'm not going out tonight. And you have that friend who's like, come on, one more night out. What's the big deal? You know what I mean? And it's like, while that's a silly example of it, the reality is like that friend who's pushing you right now to go drinking when you're fucking nauseous and you haven't been able to get off the couch all day, like they're not actually having your personal best interest in mind. They just want, you know, all that comes along with you hanging out with them. And that's a beautiful thing that somebody wants to spend time with you. But at the same time, it's a bit selfish because you probably could use a night off from drinking if you're that hungover, right? Like the more appropriate, healthy thing for yourself would be like hydrate, get some rest, and move on with your life. You don't need to spend 2 days binge drinking. But again, that's like a dumb, silly example, but it's just the truth. It's like, you know, you want to surround yourself with people who actually encourage you to like be a better version of yourself, be a better person. You know what I mean? Like, you know, mind your P's and Q's, you know, stay focused on that path ahead and dedicated to what it is that you're trying to do. The people who try and help keep you in line and keep you in check, those are the ones that you gotta keep around. And with that said, let's get to some of my favorite people, and that is y'all. Of course, for our Ask a Gringo segment, as I always do, I posed a question on my Instagram, and I had y'all answer, and we'll read that here on the show.
Ask a Gringo!
I have a question. All right, y'all. So the question I posed this week on my Instagram, at DJ Dramas, you want to be a part of the conversation, I do this for every single episode, so you can check the stories on my Instagram, and I'll always be posting the questions. But this week's Ask a Gringo question was, have you had to distance yourself from people who were once close to you? Why? All right, so we got a bunch of people chiming in on this one. Let's see, at Nate V523, my guy, he said, yes, right now I'm focused and getting serious about my goals, and my friends think life is a joke. And I mean, listen, I feel that. I think it's a lot of what I was talking about earlier on, you know, in the conversation, you know. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean like your friends are bad people. I don't know what the obviously like details of it is, but I mean, listen, if they want to party and do all that kind of stuff, cool, like God bless them. But if you're focused on something more for your life, yeah, you're probably gonna have to kind of put some distance between yourself and them, because that just doesn't align with creating opportunity in your life. You know what I mean? Like, you can't create the abundant life that you want, hustling and doing different things and making your dreams come true, if you're also always out partying. The two just don't align. So, man, salute to you, Nate, doing your thing. And I'm just assuming that's just saying friends think life is a joke. But just for the sake of example, I think it could be applied to pretty much anywhere. At @aka_twin said, yep, my uncle, because of their views on me being gay and being homophobic. And man, I feel for you on this one, my bro, because obviously I can only imagine what it's like to have people, especially family, especially blood, who who refuse to accept you for who you are. You know what I mean? And for your own mental, your own, you know, sanity and the well-being of your life in general, absolutely. You got to kind of put some distance between people. Unfortunately, I know it's difficult when it comes to blood relatives, but, you know, if they're toxic, they're toxic. And you know, this is not your practice life. This is your only life. So you have to prioritize yourself at the end of the day. I think it's Yvonne, if I'm not mistaken, said, my own father, he's toxic and controlling as fuck. He plays this game of his way or no way. I can only imagine, man, how exhausting that is, that somebody thinks that there's only one way to do life, and especially that being your own father and trying to control the way that you're doing things. Yeah, I mean, similar to what I was saying with the one about the uncle, you know what I mean? Like, listen, this is your life. Like, you have to wake up, you know, in your life every single day. Like, nobody else does, you know? So they shouldn't have that much control over how you operate in this world. You got to do what makes you happy. And anybody that's trying to hold you back from doing what makes you happy is probably somebody that's worth putting some distance between yourself and them. I'm sorry. My heart goes out to you that it's your own father. Hopefully, you know, one day he can kind of come around. You know, people do change. But until then, definitely do what's best for you at the end of the day. I had DJ McReekin said, much like a romantic relationships, sometimes friendships run their course. And I agree with that. I think that, you know, certain friendships are only good for certain parts of your life. You know what I mean? Like, certain time periods in your life, I think we're all evolving into like different versions of ourselves, right? If you're doing this whole thing called life correctly, where you're challenging yourself to grow, I think that sometimes certain people only work with certain versions of ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, the new and improved version of ourselves just doesn't align with that, you know, person who's kind of stuck on that old version of the person that they knew. If they're unable to grow, unwilling to grow, then I think that friendship has probably run its course, and that does tend to happen sometimes. Last one here. This one's super deep. @cross_soul said, I joined the military to get away from family. I couldn't take the way they tried to force their view on me. And that's really unfortunate, to hear. Again, anything with family is always going to be fucking difficult, because you're going to have this attachment to them. You know what I mean? Like, no matter how abusive a situation could be with your family, at the end of the day, you're going to always feel some sort of guilt, because that's blood, right? But, I mean, yeah, I think sometimes you actually have to put physical distance between you and certain people. You know what I mean? Like, you know, especially when it comes to family, like, you know, that's always a tricky situation, because at the end of the day, like, obviously time is limited on earth with these people. But you also got to protect yourself. So yeah, I think that sometimes putting physical distance between you and people who you feel like are holding you back or not allowing you to really be like your best self, that also is a part of the answer. You know what I mean? And it's probably a less confrontational way, to kind of go about it as well. You know what I mean? Especially when we're talking about people that are, again, family. I don't think you want to completely destroy that relationship if you could help it. So sometimes being able to put some sort of real physical distance between you two would probably be like the best bet to kind of make it, I guess, not as big of a deal for everybody as it possibly could be. And with that said, thank y'all so much for chiming in on this topic for this week. I appreciate y'all once again at DJ Dramos if y'all want to be a part of the conversation. And before we get out of here, let's, of course, take everything that we've talked about and learned in this episode, tie it up in a neat little bow, and send you on your way with a segment we call Conclusion Stew. But before that, though, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Time for Conclusion Stew.
I'll be real. I mean, I'm not even going to try and compete with Nipsey on his ability to summarize things. I think that quote right there, if you look at the people in your circle and don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle, you have a cage. Whew. If you are not inspired by the people around you, you will be trapped in the same, man, unevolved version of yourself. And you are doing a disservice to yourself, because life is too damn short to not be striving for something better. Also, that reminds me of the quote by Jim Rohn, and the quote, we've all heard this at some point. It's, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I think this is actually a really good practical kind of way to look at it, you know. Like, look around at the five people you spend the most time with and really, like, give yourself an honest assessment. Are these five people the type of people I see myself having around that actually, like, aligns with my long-term vision, right? Like, are these five people on a similar journey to me? Are they going to inspire me towards what I actually ultimately want? Are they supporting the things that I ultimately want in the life that I want to lead? Would these five people make sense in my life once I am living the life that I want to lead? Like, you have to ask yourself all those different things. And again, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, when I was talking about the people that I grew up with, while a lot of them are incredible people, our dreams and our goals and our view for what we wanted out of this world were just not aligned. You know what I mean? And I wasn't going to get to where I wanted to get to in this world by having people in my life close to me who had a small town mentality, right? It wasn't going to happen. Because I think at the end of the day, and I think this is kind of what I'm saying with all of that, is that a lot of times those types of people are going to be easily impressed by what you're doing, right? So like any small little win is going to be a huge victory in a small little town like that. So it becomes really easy to become complacent, right? Because you're just thinking to yourself, well, I'm doing cooler shit than, you know, anybody else that I know is doing, or anybody that I can see on a daily basis is doing. I must be doing all right. And you're not actually challenging yourself for greatness. Now, like I said, when I was at the Breakfast Club every morning, that lit a fire under my ass, because I'm hanging out with millionaires who are producing television shows and having a number one radio show and buying every piece of real estate in the New York, New Jersey area and doing this and opening coffee shops and juice bars and this and that. So for me, it was like, man, like I don't have time to celebrate, you know, this little victory that I'm getting. Like, yo, I have a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying? So I would leave there like, yo, how do I create more? You know? And obviously that's a bit of a fine line you got to walk where you don't want to like overly judge yourself and make yourself feel like shit because you're not at the same level as those people. But just for the sake of this conversation, like that definitely inspired me being around people who were very focused on what they were trying to get out of this life and were dreaming really, really big. That pushed me to say, yo, I got to do more. I have to step my game up. Where on the flip side of that, if I was just around people who had that small town mentality, I would be like that big fish in the sea. And everything I was doing, regardless of how insignificant it was in the grand scheme of like the world, to that small town mentality, that would have been good enough. And I probably would have settled for good enough because I didn't have, you know, anybody lighting that fire underneath me. And I don't care how motivated or driven you are. We all need somebody, something, some sort of circumstance to light that fire under our ass every once in a while. You know, that's just human nature. It's easy for us to get complacent and stuck in a moment. And sometimes you just need that extra push. And those friends that you grew up with, no matter how nice they might be, you know, if they don't actually have those big dreams that you do, they will not be the people that are pushing you along to do better. And that's not just in your career, but shit, that might be in your mental health, in your journey for spirituality, for making sense of this world. If they are not on that same journey with you and trying to become just as enlightened as you are, they will never be that encouragement that we all need to push to evolve. And that's that. Now, with that said, thank y'all so much for tuning into another episode. Please, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave me 5 stars if you can. Leave a dope comment. I appreciate it. Some of y'all have been doing it, and it really, really means a lot to me. I know I was saying we had some haters, so we're trying to offset that, some of the haters that we had on some of the comments. So all that stuff helps out, and I'm going to pick some people on there. If you DM me and show me the comment that you made, I'm going to send y'all some merch. Speaking of merch, I just dropped some t-shirts too for my brand, Mind of a Young Lord. So head to my Instagram at DJ Dramas and you'll find the link on there and some pictures of the shirts. If you want to pick one up, and we're donating a portion of those proceeds to a really dope charity in New York that funds Black and Brown students in New York City to learn their rights and advocate for themselves at a very young age, which is a really dope cause. So please help out the cause. And yeah, I'm back on Thursday with another episode. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Thank you for so much of the support. I hope that this helps y'all out. And if it does, man, DM me some of the stuff that might have stuck out to you a little bit more. I'm always interested to hear kind of what's landing with people. So I always try and answer my DMs. So yeah, if something kind of stuck out to you and like impact you a little bit, like DM me something specifically that you heard in this episode that really you know, you really fuck with. I would appreciate it. I want to hear from y'all. So with that said, thanks again. I'll catch y'all on Thursday. Peace. Life as a Gringo is a production of the Michael Dura Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.